Hey, did I ever tell you, Peru, I was the first white man to ever set eyes on this river?
Yes, several times.
I was about your age then. 18 years old, or maybe 17.
Pardon me, I am 23.
Well, I was speaking not so much of years, lad, as of common sense.
Look, Horn, there's another big herd.
About 50. I've seen them by the hundreds.
Tell me, why have you come the first time up this river?
Oh, for one thing and another. Ivory, hides, rubber.
Always used to tell me, Trader Horn knows everything about Africa.
Everything? No, lad. More to Wardheart, maybe. But not near so much as an elephant. Of course, no white man knows more of Africa than I. Still, your father was my friend. So maybe he was over partial to me.
You have loved my father, didn't you?
Laddie, your father was the finest gentleman I ever knew. I was a young lad then. Funny, too, him knowing no more of the Lord's English than a Zulu.
Well, how did you speak together?
Well, when he was thinking poorly of me, he'd pull his black eyebrows down and stare far off. When he wanted to say something in his own speech, like good lad, or when we were in a tight place, wag me by the wrist. Then I tell you, lad, I'd stand like a rock.
I know.
Look.
Beautiful.
You needn't think there isn't beauty to be found in Africa. Beauty and terror. Terror can be a sort of beauty, too. If two fellas stand up to it together. Sometimes, of course, it's better for two fellas to run away together.
Hey, took one.
I remember. It's a rare thing to be a lad. Seeing strange sights for the first time, painted aborigines, queer shapes of death and cannibals.
There are cannibals.
Aye. A God-fearing race they are. Except, as you say, in the matter of diet.
I think maybe it is fun to be frightened.
No, laddie. It's no fun.